I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 9th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will set the stage to begin building a new home for Quincy College today. During his State of the City address, Koch will name Catherine Craven from the College Board to oversee construction of a new home for the school, which he says is crucial to the future of the city. Koch will also announce a grant that will allow 120 low-income residents the chance to take certificate programs at the college tuition-free if they lost their jobs due to the pandemic. Koch's speech will take place exactly 1 year after the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in Quincy. A major improvement project is getting underway along Marymount Parkway in Quincy. Utility lines are being placed underground, and future plans include a landscaped median, historical lighting, new sidewalks, a new bridge over Black's Creek, and new footbridge to Pine Island from the Ryan Boathouse. The improvements were spelled out in the Marymount Park Master Plan back in 2009. The MBTA says it may not run South Shore commuter rail service on the weekends for a while. The T says low ridership means that the weekend service may stay offline. However, the Middleborough-Lakeville line, which serves Quincy, Braintree, Randolph, and Brockton, will continue to have weekend trains in the spring. 33-year-old Omari Peterson of Dorchester is charged with storing illegal guns in a Quincy storage facility. Federal officials seized 6 weapons and 3 more guns, plus ammunition, cocaine, and $10,000 cash in his Dorchester apartment. Quincy police say at least 7 vehicles were broken into in the Hospital Hill neighborhood over the weekend. Cars parked on President's Lane, Avalon Way, Monroe Road, Elliott Avenue, and surrounding areas were all broken into Saturday night and Sunday. Police say items including cash, prescriptions, sunglasses, and other personal belongings were stolen and that all the cars were left unlocked. There were 17 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 180. Quincy's positivity rate is 2.61%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 146 deaths. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 9th.